Welcome to your daily devotional, October 8th, the light of the world, John chapter 8 and verse 12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. These are the words of Jesus Christ himself. He came into the world to call those who were once in darkness into the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus came to show us the way to God and to give us a perfect example of what it means to live a life that glorifies him. Maybe as you are reading this, you are wondering if you are walking through life in darkness, or you honestly admit that you are. Are you dealing with worry and anxiety? Are you struggling to overcome sin or addiction and just can't seem to find the strength to do it? Does life seem meaningless to you? Are you one of those who are avoiding God by pretending to be open-minded towards all religions and all people? The Bible is clear that many people coexist in a literal hell. Remember, only one way can be right. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Just as shining a flashlight into a dark room exposes things that could not be seen before, Jesus shines his light into the souls of men and women, exposing their sin. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. What shall I do, you ask? Come to the light. Agree with God's word that you are a sinner, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And if you are a sinner, then you need a Savior. And God has provided one, his Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God does not want you to walk in darkness, for he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The choice is clear, and the choice is yours to make. Not to decide or to put off your decision until later is to choose darkness. But to come to Christ believing that he died for your sins and that he rose again in victory is to come to the light and to have an assurance of going to heaven when you die. Christian friend, consider the great salvation which you have received. Pray that your heart will be revived and your joy restored today. And share this devotional with people you know who also need the hope and peace of Christ in their lives.